Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I have been so excited about the innovation that we've been bringing to you in these very short good news segments. Now, when you say spinal muscular dystrophy, how can you imagine good news? Well, there is good news. I am so thrilled to have Dr. Carnersman and Regina Phillips joining me here today to talk about what has happened, what is innovative. What can you smile about today as you take a journey that would be a devastating diagnosis for parents and doctors alike? That's why we have both Dr. Carnersman and Regina joining me here today. Welcome to both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
I want to start with Regina, if you don't mind, Doctor. I want to start with the words, your child has this. And I want to ask you about the journey, the body, mind, and spirit journey one goes on when you hear a diagnosis. Do you mind sharing that with us, please?
Sure. So the words, your child has this, is something that I will never forget in my entire life. It was the devastating end to a journey to find out what was wrong, and the devastating but hopeful beginning to trying to make things right again. So to give you some background, Shane was born in January 2018, and at that time, New Jersey, and today as well, there was no newborn screening for SMA. So although he had spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, we didn't know it. He was your healthy, happy, strong baby until about 6 months when he started to show symptoms. So we were at a disadvantage in New Jersey. Luckily, Washington has SMA on its newborn screening. So that set us up for a long journey to diagnosis. And long may not seem like it, only about 4.5 months from the time we first started noticing that he wasn't quite as strong and wasn't quite as mobile. But over the course of 5 months in attempting to get a diagnosis and visiting various physicians and therapists, he lost so much of his motor function that when I did hear those words, your child has SMA, my first reaction was, is he going to die? And thankfully, the answer to that question was no, there are treatments now. So the good news is that there are treatments, and Shane was able to get those treatments. He originally had spinal injections, which was the only available treatment at that time. And then the amazing gene therapy, Zolgensma, came to market in May 2019, and Shane was able to get it shortly thereafter in July. So the good news is that Shane is improving. He's getting stronger every day. The bad news is that he suffered so much and lost so much in the course of trying to get a diagnosis. And we know that if he was diagnosed earlier and treated earlier, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Yeah, you know, you really nailed it. I think we're learning so much, Regina, about the idea of early diagnosis and, you know, the technology and the advancements we're now seeing are for literally profoundly life-saving. And so that is such an important story. I'm a Jersey girl myself, just want to say.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Plainfield High School. Look, Dr. Carnersman, thank you so much for joining me here today. I can only imagine what it's like to be you, right? And be on the forefront of this. Because I'm thinking about your journey as a physician and, you know, perhaps watching so many children not be able to save their lives? I mean, what does this innovation, first of all, mean to you? And then what are you in the middle of with this technical advancement?
So you are right, Dr. Pat, that I have actually seen babies die from this condition when I was in training 10 years ago. And now we have the ability to diagnose these patients as early as possible and get the medication to them as early as possible. And some of these patients don't even have symptoms now if they get treated in a timely fashion. So it has been a remarkable journey, especially since these medications have been approved by the FDA starting 4 years ago. The innovation that Regina had mentioned, the medication that her son received called Zolgensma, is a gene therapy that is meant to treat spinal muscular atrophy patients below the age of 2. That is the age cutoff for treatment here in the United States. It is remarkable in that it's a one-time medication in the patient's lifetime. It's a single infusion given into the vein, so it's intravenous, and it is meant to replace the gene that the patient is missing. We call that a gene replacement therapy. There are risks in addition to the benefits for the drug, and so those risks need to be fully discussed with the patient's treating physician prior to the injection, and there are ways of actually minimizing those risks. So it has been remarkable to have that medication approved last year.
When we look at this, and let's just take a moment if we could, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in talking about things, we forget to give people information on how they can find out more. What's the best website for people to go to, doctor, to find out more?
One of the best websites to visit is curesma.org. That is the website for SMA that is driven by CureSMA, which is the leading advocacy organization in the United States. You can get information on the actual condition as well as treatment options and whether your particular state is actually doing the newborn screening program. We have learned from the clinical trials that early treatment result in early and much better outcomes than treating later in life.
Yeah. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, we're learning a lot about that. Regina, I think you can really talk about this firsthand. For those of you out there, Regina Phillips joining me here today. She is a parent, and a parent of a very special and specific child here today. Regina, from your perspective, there are many parents that don't even know what they don't know. And I'm sure you know what that feels like. So what are some of the things that you would like to tell parents or grandparents, for that matter, that might be listening, or expectant parents? What would you like to say to them would be your top three things they should think about / do?
So that's a really good way to put it. You don't know what you don't know. And particularly with rare disease, often it doesn't show up in your family and you don't know that you're a carrier, or you don't know that it's a possibility until, unfortunately, one of your loved ones gets the disease, which is what happens with our son Shane. So how would I say the top three things? I would say, one, educate yourself. Gather as much information as you can about what your state screens for on its newborn screening, because it does vary from state to state. Talk to your physician about your options with respect to testing and certain signs and symptoms you should look for when it comes to different conditions. Two, I would say advocate for yourself and your child, especially as first-time parents. We have a hard time because we're new to this and we don't know what we're doing half the time, let alone what to look for when it comes to maybe something being wrong. But the bottom line is, you know your child best. So if you feel in your heart that something isn't right, speak up and speak out and ask the questions you need to ask from the professionals in your life. Three, for all parents, no matter what you're going through, especially in the rare disease world, never give up. You might not be in a situation that's ideal. You might not be in a situation that you've ever expected to find yourself in. But if you continue to do the first two things, educate yourself, advocate, you can put yourself into a better position and put your child in a better position to thrive.
I love it. Educate, advocate, communicate. I'm loving this. Thank you.
That's a better one.
I love that. Well, that's so important that I hope people hear this, because we do some things really well, right? Sometimes we do the educate really well, and sometimes we're learning, especially when it comes to help, how to advocate. I think we've got a ways to go, right? But then the idea of communicating like you're doing right here, you and the good doctor is doing right here, that's the piece that doesn't get done very often. Doctor, let me ask you this question. From your perspective, where you sit, I wonder if you could fill in the blank. I just wish parents would do this one thing more.
I wish that parents could actually convince their legislators to be able to get this condition on the newborn screen without having too much problems. This condition is treatable, and the treatments currently have very good efficacy in terms of how much improvement can be achieved. And if we can just get this disease on every state's newborn screening program, it could make a major difference to every patient that's born here on outward.
Wow, I love that. That is a very critical part. You know, I want to ask you one other question, if you don't mind, Doctor, is this question. You're sitting where you sit. You see the advancements. Can you take a look out for me a year from now? What are you most excited about?
I am most excited in that if we can get our patients treated, that we may not have to struggle nearly as much with these patients who are newborns with SMA. They may have a better life than we have ever seen in history. So these patients have something to look forward to in terms of their options, and so do their parents.
Wow, thank you so much. Regina, for you, if you had to take a look out for a year, what excites you most as a parent?
What excites me personally as Shane's parent is to see him continue to thrive, continue to see him happy, continue to see him get stronger and more independent, which he's doing thanks to not only the treatment, but also his extremely hard work that he puts in every day in therapy and just day-to-day living activities that require so much effort from him that you'd never even imagine. And as a parent generally, not just a Shane, I'm really looking forward to there being no more Shane. And what I mean by that is to ensure that newborn screening is happening for SMA in every state, and that the babies with SMA don't slip through the cracks and have to fight for a diagnosis and then have to fight to come back from that diagnosis. I hope for a day, again, when we don't have those struggles anymore.
Yeah, boy, sister, I'm on the same page you are with that. Tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Last question. I know you've got to run. This is really, for me, a simple question. I'd love to know from each of you your personal message, what you'd like to leave people with today. Doctor, why don't you go first, and please give them that website again. This is your personal message for folks today.
My personal message is for every parent and expecting parent to have hope in that these medications can actually save your baby's life. As long as you are advocating for your baby's well-being, that a good well-being, well-meaning physician should be able to implement these drugs and actually have good outcomes. The best website to go to is curesma.org to get more information on the condition as well as treatment options.
Thank you. And Regina, what's your personal message for folks today?
I think we have to go back to those big three, the educate, the advocate, and the communicate. And if those things can be remembered by the parents listening today, I think that that would help them all a great deal.
Well, I want to thank you both for jumping out here today and bringing a very courageous message. And I wish all the best to you and Shane as well. How courageous is this journey for this amazing child to be so strong, to show so much power, and perhaps all of us together can make a powerful change. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
Wow, this is powerful, folks. Please pass the word on. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic, channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group today. Get empowered.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. So you've always heard me talk about ancestry, and you've heard me talk about how I discovered through ancestry that I actually had relatives in South America, and I had a grandfather's brother. And in our family, we didn't know anything about that. But what's the next level for ancestry? What is the next level? And I'm very excited with all of you to announce what the next level is. It is this, Ancestry Health. And it's powered by next generation sequencing, which you're going to hear about today from Dr. Sarah South. So how do we empower each other? How do we empower ourselves to take greater control of our health? If you're me and you got that mystery disease back in 2004, this conversation, I'm telling you, would have been very important. Dr. South, it's so great to have you here.
Thank you. And it's so great to hear your story and to know that Ancestry has already played a significant role in helping you know more about yourself. That's awesome.
Oh, you have no idea. And, you know, we could do a whole nother show on what I discovered about my ancestry. But this next level for you, and for you all, I should say, this idea of taking greater control of our health, I had to get deadly sick to figure that out. Tell us about, from your perspective, why this became a priority for you all and what next generation sequencing is.
Yeah, so great questions. I think this is a priority because we want to be in a more proactive and preventative state with our health rather than a reactive state. Mm. And I think genetics can play such a role there when it comes to being proactive about our health because it can identify risks that exist before clinical symptoms present. Sometimes if you wait until you have clinical symptoms, there may be already some damage done that's hard to reverse. But if you know about risk before any damage, then you can do things, screenings to identify things early or even things that are preventative along the lines of diet and modification or other medications. And so that's why I think it's really important to not just use DNA as a way to understand your origins, mm-hmm. Which is great, but I think there's also power there, and which is why we're really excited to bring Ancestry Health to the market so that we can identify inherited risk factors and then enable those customers within the healthcare system to take action and do things in a proactive way.
You know, we are learning, in my opinion now, not yours, but in my opinion, we are learning about health in real time. What I think we're not learning about, and the new T-cell research that's coming out is going to really talk to this, we're not talking about how we can strengthen ourselves, how we can strengthen our body. And sometimes even if you strengthen your body and you strengthen your brain, you also strengthen your mind. And this is something that is so important. But if you don't know what you don't know about yourself, then it's like throwing a dart at a dartboard blindfolded. And so let's talk about what this revelation and this new information for people will provide them with.
Yeah, so that's a great way to set it up and to think about it, which is that, you know, it's knowledge is power. Knowledge is empowering. And that's what we wanted to focus on, is we wanted to talk about conditions in which it's actionable. So again, we want to be really powered by both a really comprehensive technology, which is what next generation sequencing is. It's just a comprehensive way to look at your DNA. We needed to marry that with the best of the science behind the role that genetics plays in health. So we have focused on a set of conditions in which there's a strong genetic component. Now, it's not completely genetics, but there's a strong genetic component, and that there's something that can be done if you know about the risk. So it could be, for example, an increased risk for a cardiomyopathy. That may feel a little scary, but again, if you knew about it, then you could talk to your physician about, you know, would a simple echocardiogram, not something that would standardly be ordered, but could be ordered right. If you knew about the risk, to identify, are there any structural things to be worried about with your heart? And then are there things that you can do to strengthen the heart and to reduce the risk? And the answer to all that is yes, but you've got to know about the risk beforehand.
Yeah. And, you know, look, you have spent your life. I mean, I was reading a little bit about you, Dr. South. I was reading a little bit about you, and I thought, wow, this is a woman that has been so immersed in this field for such a long time, you know, and study and focused and, you know, your passion about it. Can I ask you this question, especially as it relates to ancestry? How far, in your opinion, how far have we come since the first day that we all saw that first commercial on television about ancestry? How far have we now come to advance the science of what you're talking about?
So I've been passionate about genetics my whole life. So even just as a high school student, I thought, you know what, this is the most interesting thing to me, because, you know, DNA is the building blocks of then how you put a body together and how you understand how it's going to work. And so I always knew that I would have a career in genetics, and I particularly wanted the career to be the intersection of genetics and medicine, because I felt like that's where, again, things can be proactive and preventative. And how far we've come is just amazing to me. So when I first started to get into this from the more clinical angle, we could just ask really very focused questions, you know, and again, this will continue to evolve. So I don't want to make it sound like we've arrived. It's always going to continue to evolve. But that's what's exciting about it, is the pace of discovery. And then what I've also seen is just a dramatic change in the access. So the cost of the technologies has,
right.
We're talking about, you know, not just a tenfold difference in the cost, but we're talking like a hundredfold difference in the cost of these technologies, so that now it is something that we can talk about for the general population and not just the select individual who's already sick, who's already presenting to their doctor. But we can think about it in terms of, because not only do you need the knowledge to say that this can be proactive and preventative, but you need the access. And a part of mm-hmm. the access is also then the affordability. And that's really where next generation sequencing comes into play. It's just so much more affordable than any previous technology.
You know, I want to ask you something. You know, somebody like me who has gone down the path of being really, really sick, I mean, and learning how to understand the layers of what you're talking about. And here's what I mean by that. The layers are, well, wait a minute. Yes, this is the symptom of illness you have. But man, we've got to strengthen your adrenals. Boy, we've got to do this with this. Boy, we got to do this with your bladder. Boy, we've got like that, right? And so my question to you is, having lost one of the members of our group 2 days ago from the COVID-19 pandemic, and it happened really quickly, And the reason I'm bringing it up is, you know, we all wondered what was his system? How strong was his system to go that quickly and go that fast? Now, I want to be very clear. We are not talking about this being a test for COVID-19. We're talking about how to strengthen and empower ourselves and our body to build up some sort of protection, correct?
Yeah, we're talking about things that you can do, not only if you do have a genetic risk, but even if we did not find a genetic risk. So the information is useful from both directions. Now, there may be different things that you do, right? If you have an increased risk because of genetics, there may be more aggressive things that you do. But you're absolutely right that even if you do not have an underlying genetic factor, there are environmental things. There are things about your nutrition, about your general state of health that you can improve upon. And then there are regular screenings that are already, your physician will already say, when was the last time your cholesterol was checked? When, have we looked at your thyroid levels? Those are all really important, too, and are also emphasized within this product.
Wow. Can you please, I know we're going to run out of time here. Can you tell folks how they, first of all, let me ask you, are these kits available for people now?
Yes. So you can go to Ancestry.com/health. If you're a current Ancestry DNA customer, we may already have stored DNA that you consented to from your previous interactions. We can use that sample with this new technology. Or if you're a new customer, then we just ship you a saliva collection device. It's as easy as spitting in a tube and shipping it back through the Ancestry.com/health site. You would activate, when we say the word activate, we just mean you're just going online, you're answering a couple simple questions about your health, and that's because there's a physician on the other side of this that's reviewing those and making sure that this is an appropriate test for you, and then you receive your results through, you'll get an email that notifies you just to log into your secure account. You'll learn about the what was found in your DNA, and you'll learn about the next steps. And included in this product is access to information at the level that you want it. So again, there may be somebody who just can read the information there. They've got it. They're good. They understand what they need to do next. There may be somebody else who says, I need a little bit more information. There's webinars. There's even, for those who have significant risk identified, an ability to do one-on-one chatting with a genetic counselor, a healthcare provider who's specialized in helping you understand and know next steps.
Wow. And, you know, look, I know we've got a couple of minutes left, but one of the areas that I'm familiar with around this is in the, how should I say it, the advancement of solutions for cancer. And I think that's probably one of the first times we've talked about genetic connection. But this, does this also help assess that as well?
Yes. So a couple of the conditions that are part of this offering are an increased risk for inherited breast cancer and colon cancer. So those are, again, not all breast cancer and not all colon cancer comes from inherited risk, but there is a significant percentage that does, enough that it is worth knowing about. Now, again, if this test doesn't find a risk, it doesn't mean you're out of the woods and you never have to worry about it. But it does mean that if this test does find a risk, you'll know that those mammograms, those colonoscopies, are even more critical for you, and you'll be empowered to be preventative with those conditions.
You know, Dr. South, I want to thank you so much. I know you've got to run. Last question. Please provide the website again. I'd love to know your personal message.
Thanks. The website is ancestry.com/health. And for me personally, this is all about empowerment. This is all about understanding and then taking action.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Sal. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And for all of you out there, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.